Operation Crimson Eagle. This was Prince Harry during the final stage of his combat training in California last year. Practice over, Captain Harry Wales is combat ready and could be on Afghanistan's front line by the end of the summer. He qualified as best co-pilot gunner, which makes him top gun in the long-standing brotherly rivalry.
I just hope that I can be better than the best. To get out to Afghanistan again would be fantastic, and my best chance is to be a helicopter, is to do it from a helicopter.
And so you got off the ground yet?
Sorry?
You got off the ground yet?
I've just got off the ground, yes. Right, thank you. Thanks for asking.
Those comments came after the Prince's first tour in Afghanistan in 2008. A forward air controller, his role had been to call in airstrikes, often in radio contact with Apache pilots.
Hey, Roger, orange smoke now.
He'll now be one of those pilots, waiting to be guided into combat. It's unlikely the third in line to the throne will return from a tour of duty without having taken lives.
Any Apache helicopter pilot is going to be called upon to support the troops on the ground, and in doing so, he may well have to kill those enemy forces that are attacking those troops.
At his fingertips, Prince Harry will have a 30mm cannon capable of firing 1,200 rounds in 2 minutes. It carries CRV-7 unguided rockets, which can be fitted with warheads for armoured or unarmoured targets. The infamous Hellfire missile can be fired even when the pilot doesn't have direct line of sight. It's one of the most deadly instruments of war.
The taking of life is never something that you think about emotionally at the time. It's important to be detached and to be professional.
Former Apache pilot Charlotte Madison is careful to protect her identity even now. Anonymity for the high-profile prince is not possible, and she knows exactly what's in store for him in Afghanistan.
Suddenly, you can be running to your aircraft and get straight into the middle of a firefight, which can go on for hours and hours, and that's intensely emotionally draining. Apaches are already such high-value targets, and I think any downsides will be far outweighed by having somebody like Prince Harry fighting alongside the guys out in Afghanistan.
Harry's wish to return to the front line after 18 months of training costing more than £1 million has now arrived. His deployment with 3 Regiment is unlikely before the end of the summer, but that's up to his chain of command. But unlike last time, there will be no media blackout. The Taliban will know that he's there. Paul Harrison, Sky News.